Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Do you ever think, though, you could be kidnapped?
I feel like
no, I feel like I have nothing to offer.
Oh, I'm the type of person, if there was like a van and they're like, hey, can you help just lift this couch in? Sorry. I'd be like, yeah, no problem.
Oh, no, no way.
Heave, ho, and...
right on. Yeah, no way. I don't trust anything. Anybody.
I used to help people without hesitation. Anybody that asked
Mariah picked up hitchhikers.
Yeah, I was bad.
Mariah.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Some random guy on the side of the road walking. Time. Hey, do you need a ride?
I was like 18.
Where was this?
What yeah. if God was one of us?
But was
That's
it,
what I thought.
Was it like a safe area? What did this person look safe?
It was just a kid my age walking in the snow and there was no...
Even worse.
That's how they
it
get
was
you.
Right by my high school. It's just like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It
okay.
was like midnight though, right?
Yeah.
You were like, can I see some school ID?
It's also midnight. You don't want him to.
I wanted to follow my mom's footsteps. She picks up people all the time. She brings them back to the house. Like she
bathes them,
dancing with the dog.
No, seriously. Like she'll invite them in to shower.
Yeah, and I don't do that anymore. Like I hate to say it, but like
such a pick me. You help that. Strangers. you do the nicest thing possible.
Pick now, me. Do you think if you were in a situation and you had to hitchhike, do you think you are presentable enough to get someone's attention?
It's not easy. Me. I've only hitchhiked one time, and it was damn near impossible. It was at Yosemite when we just finished the trail, and we had like another like 5 miles to walk, and I was like, I can't do this. I need to get to the car. And we sat there on the corner. Just thumb up, just waiting. And everybody's looking like, are they really hitchhiking right now? Like, nobody's going to pick you up. And then this little, like, family rolled around and was like, do you actually need a ride? And we're like, yes. Like, they thought we were joking.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, do you really need a ride? And we were like, yes, please. And then we hopped in. It was the couple, and then they had two kids in the car, and we all just, like, squeezed into the back.
Like, we're the Millers.
Yeah.
You know what, Heath? You probably had all that REI shit on, that expensive shit.
Oh, so they were like...
Yeah, you probably looked like you had, like, expensive gear on, because you did.
Yeah, but, like, it's still, like, I don't know, something about national parks...
You're already in a...
People disappearing, though, I feel like it's very...
I mean, we've seen it happen already.
Like, very kind of sketchy place to be doing that.
I am so extremely aware of my surroundings nowadays. Like, my head doesn't stop moving. I'm so careful with where I park. I, like, as soon as, like, I'll unlock my car, I'll open it, I'll take a giant step in so no one cuts my Achilles tendons under my car. As soon as I'm in the car, lock the door.
That rumor went around. I remember that shit.
I remember
spreading.
That scene in the House of Wax, the one with like Paris Hilton.
Oh, Paris Hilton, yeah.
Where that guy slices his Achilles.
That stuck with me.
I dive into my
I jump in. I flip in. No, it's really like, it's scary.
Stay aware, people.
Everybody's out to get everybody.
Yeah.
Spooky season.
Even just the people getting robbed outside of like nice restaurants.
Yeah, Jordan just got robbed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Here, let's do the intro real quick and I'll tell you that story. It's insane. Oh, I'm fired up, baby. Let's go.
It's coming to, baby. Woo!
You guys are robbing each other.
Jesus. Well, that's quick. You guys do that every episode?
Yeah, here we go.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you again for tuning into another episode.
Ooh, we got so much to talk about.
Thank you so much for coming to another episode.
Well, yeah, we got a lot to cover. But I want to talk about Jordan getting robbed the other day. He's in Target just shopping around, and he has his phone in his cart. And I guess he like turned around for a second and somebody came and just swiped it out of his cart without him knowing.
He was in line to pay.
Yeah.
So he was getting his stuff on the belt.
So
right?
he has his phone and then a work phone.
Right.
So they took the work phone. So at least he had his second one to be able to like make a call or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try to get to the bottom of this. But he got into his car, left, and then was like, wait a minute, where's my other phone? That's really weird. So he goes back and he's like, at Target, and he's like, something happened. Like my phone disappeared. Can we like check the security tapes? And they were like super hesitant to help him at first. And then he just like fights for it. And then finally they're like, okay, yeah, we do have footage. Somebody walks up behind you and grabs it out of the cart.
Damn.
And he's like, can I have the footage so I can go to the police? And they're like, oh no, we can't give you the footage.
That's ridiculous.
So what can he do then?
He called the police. They put him on hold for 45 minutes. And he's like, this is absurd. Like, I need my phone. And on Find My iPhone, he could see exactly where the phone is. Like, it was at a house, like, a couple miles away. And I'm just like, this... Because you can't just, like, show up and, like...
My phone's here.
Gotcha. Like, you know what I mean?
Or it's just that person unsafe. Like, oh, yeah.
So
is there a reward?
So he is dealing with that. He calls the phone. Somebody answers and is like, hey, yo, I'm busy. I'm at work. I can't talk right now. And he's like, I just need my phone. And they're like,
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get in trouble. I got to get back to work. Sorry, though. And he's like, I'll pay you for the phone. Like, just I'll give you $50. Just let me meet you at work, and I'll just give me my phone back. He's like,
keep that $50 in mind.
I like that $50 idea. Keep that in mind. I'll hit you up later.
But so calm, cool, and collected. This guy,
like he was just what? Like,
was this the guy that took it, or this was just somebody else?
Every time Jordan called, it was like three different people.
Insane,
huh?
So different voices.
This is a whole operation, kind of.
Seems like it.
Because it kind of hooks you where you're like,
yeah.
They have it. They seem interested, but they're not saying yes.
Oh, you know what? They do three different people probably. So it makes you not want to go to grab it, because if you hear three different people, you're outnumbered. Yeah.
He calls the cops and they're like, we can't do anything about it. But a cop that heard the phone call called Jordan personally and said, hey, I want to help you out. Just show up to the police station and ask them to escort you to this guy's house. Okay, simple. It's right by his house, this police station. Yeah. So Jordan shows up. They basically laugh at him and they're like, I don't know who told you that, but we can't do that.
They're like, no, it's not worth our time.
So Jordan was like, if I show up at this guy's house and something happens, that's on you. Like, what am I supposed? I'm just asking for an escort, like down the street.
That's
like,
insane. Like, that makes no sense.
Like, you got the location of the phone. Just,
I would love to be on like the phone police squad. Like, just be like, oh, they have your phone. Well, let's go get them.
Well,
like,
well, let's get to the bottom of this thing.
It's a simple crime.
Yes,
you knock, you go. Just here to ask some questions. Who is the phone?
And who knows? You might even get something bigger because they're fucking stealing all these.
I said that. I said there should be another position for minor crimes like that.
Yeah.
Because yes, it's not that serious, but it's still like.
It's serious
it's
to Jordan.
Something to be solved.
It's a lot of money. It's $1,000 phone.
Like that's exciting. Like you have a clear lead. You have the location of the phone. I'd be like, let's fucking go.
Yeah, the pieces are there. Let's put.
Yeah, this is gonna add to my quota for today. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like it's much better than just like.
What'd you
turn
do?
It on a traffic or speed signal
and they're probably looking at it as one phone. You could be getting a whole fucking like drug, but like you have no idea what it's
okay.
Leading.
So wait, we gotta continue because that's only halfway.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
So then they're like, no, we're not gonna help you. And then Jordan's calling me. We're flying in from Pennsylvania. I'm like, I wish I was there to help you. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you gotta like either wait till I get there or I don't know what to do. And then. Finally, he gets a hold of the person again, and it's another person on the phone. And they're like, all right, so you want to buy this phone back? And he's like, they're literally
my phone, not
like,
his
And Jordan
phone.
Was honest with him. He was like, I'm a little nervous about showing up to this and that. And he goes, what are you scared of? I'm a nice guy.
He said
I'm
he was good, like the creepiest.
Very Pennywise.
Like, I'm a good person.
I'm a good person.
Like,
I
could easily sell this
Jordan,
phone.
Jordan, do the impression really quick.
He thinks he's in a fucking movie.
Right, just do the impression really quick.
So now he's waiting for...
Okay, this is what he sounded like.
Hey, I'm a nice guy, okay? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't... you know how much this phone is worth? I could sell this. I'm only asking for 50. Just 50.
It was very... What?
Smart. I like that.
And then it was like... All right, when I asked him to, like, let's go to Target, it was very, yeah, we can do that. Just, you know, make sure everything's cool.
No funny like, business.
No funny business, he said. Yeah. Like, don't call the cops to try just to, like.
Every time he spoke, he gave me a threat afterwards.
This but man thinks he's a joker.
It was very joking. It's a hustle. It's like talking, yeah.
They agree to go meet at Target. Jordan's in there. He's trying to get cash out to pay for the $50 for the phone.
Well, first of all, they show up at Target and this guy is standing with Jordan in line, just talking to him. Like
he shows up, he shook his hand.
Like, it's crazy to think people around them have no idea that Jordan's held hostage right now.
But he said it was like the scariest guy, like 6'4", like really, really pale. And his face was smashed in, like his nose was completely crushed.
He said
and
it
like
looked like
flattened.
It was broken, but he didn't get it fixed. Like he looks like he just broke
like just
it.
Like mm-hmm. like.
But he's standing in line with Jordan, like, see, I told you I'm a good guy.
And like saying these things, like, I would have fucking shit my pants.
It's crazy how this is happening when and the cops just didn't do anything. Like you're, a whole thing is happening.
I wonder if Target is seeing the footage, like, oh my god, oh my god, just but. This is the crazy part. So Jordan was having trouble getting cash out. He was like, I need to buy something to get like cash. So Jordan turns to him and says, do you want anything?
He's like, pick something.
So now he's shopping around the candy section and the thing he grabs is Bubble Yum.
With the freaking duck.
With the
oh my god.
If you're confused, we just talked about this last episode.
And we haven't I haven't thought about that gum in 15 years.
How none of us realized the Bubble Yum duck was like punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys been realizing that whenever we talk about something, something happens the very next fucking week?
You don't say.
It's happened like five times already.
It's strange. But then I feel like it's good. I think it's amazing. There's momentum in the universe.
I think it's great. So, if I saw him pick that up, like Jordan was nervous.
I would have fainted.
I would have been relieved because I think that way. I'm like, there's no way this is a coincidence. I would have just been like, okay, I'm good. This is going to be just fine. So he bought the gum.
I thought it was leading to my death.
Yeah, he was nervous.
I mean, I'd be shitting my pants too if I was you. If I was next to him and I knew that I was hopeless and nobody could help me out right now, I don't have a weapon. Like I have nothing to protect myself, and I need this phone. What's next? There's nothing next. I think, you know what I would have done? This is so petty. You know what I would have done? I'd have been like, you know what? Looks like Target's fine with thievery in this store. So you know what?
Thievery.
I'll steal you some stuff around you. You hungry? I would have went down the aisle and just been like, here you go. You could just walk out. They don't really care.
Or I would have just filmed him and been like, so you have my phone right now in your pocket and you're making me pay $50. Does that make sense to anyone else here?
Comment down below if you guys think
I'm already live, sir. So either give this to me now or let's ask the audience.
Let's ask the audience.
I just can't believe that like nobody, and I know there's probably rules, right? But like if I was an employee Target employee and I saw that happen.
Yeah.
And especially Jordan, look at him.
But Jordan went there. He like super, super dressed down to look like, you know, like this was his life. You know what I mean? Like he didn't like walk in wearing something nice.
He played
the part. He was like, he like messed his hair up and he's like,
were you wearing the ruffle shirt?
That's too fancy.
They always say dress down when you go buy a car because then they think you have like a lot of money.
Tank top and like South Plantation gym shorts.
All right,
just straight.
So he got the gum and then he took the cash out and gave him the $50
and he did something very smart. If you're ever in a situation like this, when he left, he did not immediately get in his car and drive away. He walked to a store next door and waited like 30 minutes. You were in there.
Good
for him
move.
To leave.
Yeah.
So that's he didn't smart. Follow him home.
Very
so.
Good.
Heads up thinking, Jordy.
So you think that guy goes back with this whole pack of bubble gum and like $50 and he goes, I did it, boys. Like
we made
it
big today.
How much rock do you think we can get for that?
We're eating good tonight.
But that was a lot of work for $50.
That was an all day affair.
$50.
5 hours.
That's $10 an hour.
I want to go back to that Walmart and just keep an eye out. Do you think it was him who stole the phone?
A Target, sorry.
Target's
Do you think it
Walmart.
Was him who stole the phone or one of his minions?
I think it was a minion. I think there's like a couple people in cahoots that are like running these schemes.
And he's the dealer.
We should go with just a fake phone and just like film it and be like, and then be like, busted. Where are you headed? You're done. Boom.
Citizens
just
arrest.
Buy a whole bunch of fake, broken, like looking ass phones.
But do you get in trouble if you make an attempt to like, shut this shit down?
You expose them. You expose them. You film them.
I mean, that doesn't do anything.
But I'm sure the people they're hanging around
don't really care.
Don't give a fuck if they saw an exposed video of him.
Do you ever?
Dude, the cops had footage and a location. I don't think.
Has anybody in your town ever been like, your hometown been like busted for like robbery or something sketchy and they show a picture of them and you're like, ooh, that's them.
There was definitely stuff that happened. There was it just reminded me, there was a kid that went missing from our high school. Do you remember that?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Was he ever found?
No.
Crazy.
You had a kid go missing from your high school.
We had already graduated. He was like friends with like the Ruby group. And yeah, he went missing. He was downtown Fort Lauderdale one night and just gone.
Oh, wait. I remember a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you remember his name?
Nobody has seen him since. I don't remember his name. I could find it though. Yeah, it was on the news and everything.
Still be on the lookout for Susan Smalley and Stacey Madison, who disappeared in 1988 in Carrollton, Texas. Looking for them ever since.
Anyone go missing in your hometown?
I remember this girl. She was the new girl in fifth grade. It was fifth grade. So 10 years old. And she came in with like tattoos.
Whoa.
Like tattoos. Her jeans were all ripped.
Very sad.
She would draw like vulgar words on her jeans, but she was very nice. Like I became friends with her. She sat at my table. Everyone was scared of her because she looked like a bully. She looked scary, but she was very sweet.
Yeah.
So I became friends with her. Her name was Susan. And
what? Just said Susan.
Oh,
I said Susan Smalley and Stacey Madison. Go on.
And then literally in the middle of the school year, she disappeared. So everyone thought she just like switched schools. But in middle school, like eighth grade, there was a field trip and she was like under a bridge with homeless people.
Oh, how old?
Fifth grade.
I mean, middle school.
Or ran?
A child.
But now I have her on Facebook. She's good fine. Now. Yeah. Killing she's
like, do you ever like message her? Remember that one time?
No, I don't. But I have so many questions.
Under the bridge? Were there like teachers on the field trip going, hold on. Stand back.
No, Susan? I think it was
Samir.
I think it was one of those field trips where you meet your pen pal in like a park. Did you ever do that?
I had a pen pal in Mongolia.
Oh, did you write to pen pals that went to different schools?
Yes.
And then you would meet up with them on field trips?
When did we have that?
Mine was in elementary.
Elementary school.
Did you meet them behind like a plexiglass of the phone?
With the phones and stuff.
Hey, thanks for writing me, kid. I love your picture, especially the one of the giraffe.
Another part of Jordan's story, which I thought was very annoying on the cop's end.
You good?
I think he said, he told the cops that he had the footage because they were like, we can't do anything without footage. So he goes, perfect. Target has the footage. They said they have the guy. They can see him.
They can show you the footage from Target.
So then the cops pull this one. They said, well, we need footage of the license plate. And Jordan's like, we have what he looks like. Like he goes, okay, can you come to Target and ask them for the parking lot footage? And they said, no, it's live. So we can't.
Target said apparently all the cameras in the parking lot are live.
That's bullshit.
So they can't go back and look.
Good luck.
If somebody was murdered in the parking lot of Target.
If I'm CEO of Target, because I want to solve some cases, prevent crimes from happening.
I'm sorry.
Save some.
The location was on, right? Yeah. Why do they need a license plate?
We had the house. Yeah. When we were at the airport, we looked at the address. We put Google Maps view. We had the house.
What's the point of it being live then?
What's not live? They just didn't want
to
help him.
He was on the phone with me. He was he was talking to me about it on the phone. He was like, I'm going to go to the house. I was like, Heath, do not go to the house. Just in case, because he really wanted to get his phone back.
Nobody bullies Jordy.
I know, but dude, I was scared because I felt like you really, you were going to go. Like whether
I would have just knocked. And then depending on who opened the door, I would have decided my purpose for being there.
Yeah, when you're fucking dead.
DoorDash? Did you guys order?
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And you.
I would have just bought an empty pizza box.
And order one pound.
Did somebody order a knuckle sandwich? Give me the phone.
You show up with a Nerf gun. like the ping pong ball shooters. Like, then they'd be like, what the fuck? Take the phone, man. This guy is crazy.
He's crazy.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Oh yeah, just something weird. Like you show up, like
you got it. Because what were we saying? You got it.
Very nervous, please.
Yeah, we don't want you to bust the scene.
Yeah, you gotta act crazier than the crazy person,
dude. You really do.
Bracket, like,
get me back.
I told you when I did that in Australia when I went on my walk.
Yeah, you actually. Oh yeah,
you gotta
talk to
you. You gotta act crazier.
No, now I
you have to.
Yeah,
it works. You gotta out crazy the crazy,
and you're really good at like looking crazy.
Or if they just gut you and you're acting crazy, you're like, never mind. This guy was acting like a crazy person. You're like, it was a bit. I thought they would just give me the phone, your officer, but please take me. I have my health insurance card, everything. Please take me.
Take me right now. I'm not faking this.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, that was happening on that side of town.
Yeah, what was going
Matt
on?
Matt and I were living it up at the Emmys while Jordan was going there. We were at the Illuminati Award show.
Zane, Jordan just got robbed. I'm at the Emmys.
Hold on. Please. Leonardo DiCaprio just walked by.
No. As soon as he sent me that text, I ran for my life.
That was a weird night. That was a weird night for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was. Huh? That all happened the same day.
Uh-huh.
Did something bad? No, nothing.
Oh, Mercury
retrograde. I didn't win the Emmy. So, yeah, I think we all had a bad night.
We didn't win.
We didn't win. Yeah, we didn't win podcast.
Is Emmy
year.
Music?
No, it's,
no,
a
it's
TV.
Grammy.
Grammy is
that's
music.
That's why I got so excited because it was TV. Mm. And
but
I
there's
thought,
still like awards for like sound and music in it.
Got it.
I thought Game of Thrones and House of Dragon cast were going to be there because it's.
Were they not?
They were not. Not that I saw.
Weird. Was that your first time at the Emmys?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I could too. Not believe you guys were there.
Mine too. Crazy. Yeah. Give context on one. How did we get invited to the Emmys?
So our friend Jeremy and Lord DIY, you guys know them.
Jeremy Lewis.
Yeah, Jeremy Lewis. They got passes and they had extra tickets. So they invited us to go. And we had to get like last minute talks. We got like invited.
Oh, Zane had to get fitted. Just has to go buy a whole brand new suit. Because
I didn't have
tailored.
Any. And I lost. You know the one I got for Vince's wedding?
Yeah.
I can't find it. It's gone.
How do you lose a three-piece?
I don't
you
know.
Where'd you stay the night of Vince's
Zane,
wedding?
At my house.
You got that suit dry cleaned. It's probably still at the dry cleaners if you didn't pick it up.
Oh, shit.
I didn't get it dry cleaned.
Yes, you did.
When?
The next day.
I never brought it to a dry cleaners.
And you told me that it was at the dry cleaner.
I did?
You probably
Wait,
did.
Let's see the footage.
I mean, if it's not at your house and you can't find it, you probably
should find down where that suit is. The tuxedo?
Yeah.
Black tuxedo? Expensive.
It's nice.
Yeah. It's really nice.
You always need to have one black tuxedo.
It's probably at the dry cleaners, eh?
That's funny.
That's weird they don't call.
They probably did.
I don't answer.
They probably sent emails and everything.
So Zane's all dressed to the nines. I'm great black suit. I already kind of had a weird, stressful day though, like leading up, because you guys, I had to get my suit dry clean, picked up and everything, and then Mike suddenly a few days before was like, I have a surprise for you on Monday from like 1 to 3, you need to be available. And I'm like, okay, but I'm going to the Emmys at 3:30, like I have to be at Lauren and Jeremy's house. And he's like, okay, I don't think it will take long, but it's in Beverly Hills. And I'm like, what is it? Who is it? What are you surprising me with? And Mike is not giving me anything. Uh-huh. And usually I like surprises, but suddenly when he drives me all the way down to Beverly Hills,
yeah,
and I'm sitting there and we're in a car and I'm trying to feel pumped because like I'm going to the Emmys today. This is really awesome. I have a great weekend ahead of me. This is going to be fun. And then I'm like, Mike, what is it? Can you just tell me, do I have to like talk to somebody or am I just going to go look at something and be like, wow?
I hate like, feeling like that. You know, I don't like surprises
where
anymore.
Where am I? Do I have to be on? Is somebody going to be filming me? Like, I don't know. And then suddenly I was like, time kept passing. And I'm like, this bit.
And you're just waiting for something.
Yeah. And I was like, this has to go on fast. And then finally he gets a call. He's like, okay, we're good. Okay, great. All right. All right. Let's get out of the car. We walk up and it's the Aloe, headquarters office right. in Beverly Hills.
Oh,
and
I'm
like,
I love that place.
Why are we at the Aloe house?
And it's a Mike, box of free merch.
Mike gives. So then I'm like, I lower my expectations because I'm like, okay, so maybe it's like some weird thing Aloe's doing like for some event or party and they just want my reaction for it. Like what? It's going to be some cake like with my face on it. Like it could be that silly.
Yeah.
Gives me a blindfold. And then now I'm blindfolded for the next like 4 fucking minutes. Like I got to go through two different elevators, walk through two different floors. And then I had to wait in the hallway with the blindfold on. So already I'm like, what the fuck? And then next thing I know, I walk in and immediately I know that I'm in like a studio, like a music studio or a set.
Oh my gosh.
My voice is suddenly right in front of my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can just tell everything. It's how it sounds like kind of in here. Right. And I'm like, I'm in a studio. Then I hear Jason's voice and I'm like, oh my, okay, Jason's here. And then as I'm like, I'm barely peeking down through my mask and I see wires in a chair and like a mic. And I go, oh my God, I'm about to be like on Jason's podcast. And then Jason's like, Matt, I have someone here that you, or a big fan of, and you're going to meet. And immediately I know, and you guys may not know who this guy is, but Pete Holmes. Pete Holmes is a comedian, actor, writer. I've been listening to his podcast for years, and I've always have wanted to meet him, like really get to know him in an authentic way. Take my blindfold off, and immediately I'm like, oh my God. Buddy, like it was like, one of the biggest like fan reactions where I'm like, Pete Holmes, oh my God.
Did you cry?
Oh, like, yeah, pretty much like on the verge. Like I was shooken up. Like if it was fucking Ariana Grande, I'd be like, oh my God, so nice to meet you. But when it's someone who I've been like,
I listen to,
I know everything about their life. It was one of those moments. And it's Mike in front of me. We're on Jason's podcast. And my brain is just like freaking out, goes into tunnel vision. And then it's just been like, then for like the next 15 minutes, we're all talking and joking. My brain goes into mush. Like I'm trying to think about all the questions and things that I've wanted to ask him, but it was still really great and funny and awesome. But after it, it was so nice. We got pictures together and everything. It was really great. And then after it, my brain was just like, wah, 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 wah. Let's rethink everything. And even though Pete isn't a type of like anxious person to be like, you were weird, but I just felt like I was weird. Yeah, or I should have asked him this. I should have said this.
Yeah.
I should have done this. God, that was so awesome of a surprise. But my brain, just the way it processed it, I was just like,
that's okay.
I don't know. It was so shook up. And then also it was because that being in a blindfold. And then I remember, then I'm like, look at the time and it goes, we're going to be 15 minutes late to Jeremy. And I'm like, now I'm late.
Now
for the
Emmy. You're really freaking out.
So already then I was kind of like stressed. I was just, my adrenaline was just like, it just was jolted. So we then go drive. All right, pull up. Zane's just getting in his suit. I'm like, all right, I'm good on time.
Oh, I brought my clothes to Jeremy's and changed them.
Oh, really?
Because we were running so late. Everybody was running. Because it took like 2 hours to get my shit. So we're all just like getting
running late, but it's good vibes. I'm kind of relaxed, but I'm still also just shook up and nervous. And I was just thinking about like the weekend ahead. And I'm like, I got to still get more things done because I was leaving on that Wednesday. I just had like, there was a lot on my mind, but I was like, calm, but I was like, this is fun. We are going to the Emmys. This is fun. And we go. We get all dolled up.
Uh-huh.
We get in the car. We show up. We enter the line with like some famous people.
Yeah.
We get in there. We have the best seats in the house. Well, besides being on the floor and sitting at a table,
right.
The rest are like huge long theater row seats. We are up in like a private balcony suite.
Oh, sick.
With a private bar.
Whoa.
It was really sick.
How the hell did you get there?
Oh, y'all getting turned up.
Yeah, that's cool.
And in just our own private, like, little row, looking down and watching the Emmys. And
wow.
I'm on cloud fucking nine.
Yeah.
Zane and I, and just knowing that I can have a beer anytime I fucking want right there, great view, I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And Zane's having the time of his life. He's Snapchatting everything. Just
I love it. I was trying to send you the video, but I had no service in there. I was trying to send you the clip of Mindy Kaling and BJ Novak.
That was unreal.
I know.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. We saw. Yeah.
Really quick.
I just.
What's the significance of nine? Like cloud nine, dress to the nines. I was just thinking about that. Why
it's
nine?
It's like to I the don't know. Nth degree. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, I guess it doesn't matter.
But yeah, I wish you were there because it was so inviting. Everything was very inviting. And I just wish you were there because I know we could have just threw you right in the middle of the two of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like very like.
It was open. Cash?
It was like pretty cash.
Oh,
like it
cool.
Because you know a red carpet premiere, it's like paparazzi. Like you're not stepping there. Like that's fucking great. Right. But yeah. This one was one where everybody can take a picture in front of. And so different celebrities were taking pictures in front of where all the guests were taking cool. pictures so, too.
Because I feel like a lot of people who attend the Emmys are people who work in the industry. They had some role on some show, not like acting role, but like they were in production of set design or like.
Yeah.
The teams run so deep at the Emmys. Like when a show or someone would get nominated, you would hear such a huge roar from one section of the audience. Nice. So you knew like everybody there.
Yeah, yeah.
There were no like fans there, if that makes any sense. It felt
we're
like,
probably like the only fans there.
It felt like an end of the year, I don't know, award show for like a class of high schoolers or something like that. I don't know. But fancier. And it's cool looking down at all the celebrities because you're like, oh my God, there's so and so. And they're right there. And they're right there. And we're enjoying it.
Yeah, it was a really good time. And everybody's having fun. Everyone's drinking. I keep looking at Matt because Matt, he was so fucking like he was having the time of his life like before. And then all of a sudden I kept looking at him and he just looks like down. And I'm just like, Matt, what's wrong? Are you okay?
When I'm watching the show, suddenly, I just have this tummy ache. This is about 30 minutes into the show. And I go, ooh, that is a tummy ache.
I am like,
gassy.
Ooh, that is a belly
was
ache.
It like a bubbly, like a bubble gut type tummy ache?
Pins and needles, prickly.
So like, it was crampy? No?
No, it felt like I had swallowed like a sea urchin. And it was because normally if I have a tummy ache, I can feel if it's like acidic and like achy. This one, or have you ever like, sometimes you haven't had like enough food in you and you can tell that like your stomach feels like raw, like you have an ulcer almost.
It's a long time.
I used to get this thing like up in the topper section, like right here. It would literally feel like a knife was just sticking in me right here. And no matter what I did, I couldn't function. I would have to just like curl up and lay on my side for like 2 hours and like just wait for it to pass. I don't know what it was, but
yeah,
I know that like sharp feeling.
It was all over in the stomach area, prickly. And I go, woo. And I was like, okay, this is going to pass. And like even had like a Bud Light there. And I'm like trying to just be like, all right, let's tough this out, Matt. You're going to be good. And then
I thought it was food poisoning because you had chicken tenders before.
And then I look at you and I go, I'm having a really bad stomach ache. And you go, when was the last time you ate? And I go, like around like one or two. And he goes, you probably should like get something to eat. And I go, good point. Maybe it's just because like I've just had like two beers and I ate earlier in the day. I just haven't had anything in my stomach. And then I remember like before but I wasn't really that hungry. I go in to use the restroom. It was fine. Had a little poop, but then my stomach had a little poop. Stomach still bugging me.
Didn't relieve it.
Yeah. It was just sharp and prickly. That's how I would describe it. And then I go, I need to go get some food. But that was like a whole separate line in concessions.
Yeah. It was a long line.
Cause we had a private bar for drinks. Food and the food was like it was either popcorn or like a caprese sandwich and a caprese chicken sandwich.
Not
like
good for
fancy
a stomach
Italian shit with arugula. And I was like, already my stomach's feeling bad. I was like, I don't want that. I need something simple. And as I'm waiting in line, I start sweating bullets.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm around all these fancy people. Everyone's like having their, and I'm by like, you know, those like things. And I'm realizing like, I can't stand normally. I'm having like keep my hand on those like rope things. And I'm trying to keep cool. And I can even tell some people were looking at me going, is this dude okay? Because my phone, too dizzy to look at. I know nobody. And I'm sitting there and I'm just sweating. And I know I had to be white as a ghost. And I'm just focused. And the line went on for like 15, 20 minutes. And I get to the front and I go, popcorn, please. And the guy goes, yeah, sure. you good, man? And I go, yeah, I just really need some popcorn. He goes, okay. Hands me the popcorn. I then go back to my seat. And then that's when, like, I don't even want to sit next to you.
Yeah, you were sitting far. I thought you were gonna yak or something. That's why you're sitting back there.
Because I knew you were in a goofy mood and you were like doing Snapchats and stuff. And I, at one point, I go, I just like I couldn't be near you because you were in such a good mood. I was like, I can't be on for.
Were you really nervous at this point, or were you kind of just like confused? I was just like,
this has to pass. I'm at the fucking Emmys right now, and I have a tummy ache. I go, this is really really weird. And I was worried I had to puke. And I was like, God, I don't want to puke because the bathroom breaks happen every like fucking 5 minutes and they're long for the commercial breaks.
Right.
And all those people walk in with suits into the restroom. I don't want to be in the fucking stall going, in front of like all these TV execs. But I was just, I'm a big, like, I cannot puke. I will talk myself out of puking as much as I can. And then I'm sitting there and I'm trying to eat the popcorn. And dude, it's like, nothing was appetizing. And I'm like, and it keeps hurting. It's just like,
it's getting worse.
Yes. And it's still in my stomach area. And I'm like, oh my God, I may puke. But then I was like, I kept trying to look down at the audience and try to focus. Couldn't focus on anything. I was like, I need to lay down. So then I go behind our curtain and I sit down by the carpet with my back, just with my hands.
That's where you went. I was wondering where you went.
Yeah, that's where I was. I was behind this curtain. And then I'm like, just trying to breathe. I'm like trying to like take deep breaths. And then I'm like, I need to like lay down. And then I like lay down on my side and I'm like curled up in like the fetal position. And I'm like, and then the security guard.
While Lizzo was winning an MA.
Are you okay, sir? And I go, I'm so sorry. I'm not drunk. I'm not on drugs. And I don't think I'm going to throw up. My stomach hurts really, really bad. And I need to lay down. He goes, do you need me to get like the medic team? Hold on. And I was like, no.
It's crazy. Cause remember we walked by like in that line, we walked by that medic that was like ready.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, sir. And then I'm there for another like 15-20 minutes just keeling over, sweating bullets. And then suddenly I look up and I realize all of those other people who were in that huge other top arena could all see me.
Oh, in no.
The
balcony.
Because there were times where my flash would go off and they would all turn their heads. So we're very visible to
everybody.
I'm
talking about like well over a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
Instantly probably look at like who's sitting in those fancy seats.
Exactly.
And see this man in a suit just like
sweating. God.
And then that's where I started getting really, really sad because I go, oh my gosh, I have to leave the Emmys. This is getting so bad where then Jeremy was talking to all of his friends who were by the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't even small talk with anybody.
Yeah.
Like that, I can't, if this night is going to continue and I have to keep talking to people and interacting.
How long have you been there at this point? Like, is it wrapping like up?
No, I bet we are halfway through the Emmys.
Yeah. We were probably there for like maybe 2 hours.
Julia Garner had just gotten a reward. Gina Davis was getting the Lifetime. I remember being on the floor being, Gina Davis is on stage and I can't even see her right now. And then I was just like, this sucks. And then in that moment, I remember trying to text Patricia and Patricia wasn't answering. The cell phone signal sucked there. And I was just trying to be like, am I crazy for leaving the Emmys over a tummy ache? And then suddenly I go, no, this hasn't gotten better and this will continue to get worse. You need to go. But you didn't have the keys to go because I left my keys at Jordan and Lauren's, I left my keys at Jeremy and Lauren's house so we couldn't get home. Zane didn't have his keys. I didn't get an Uber. And then I realized if I stay for the end, it's going to be a nightmare trying to leave this place.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, yeah.
That conversation. Yeah, I was like, you got to go right now.
I go, I got to go now. And I remember walking down the steps and then I go, where do you leave? They go, you want to leave the Emmys right now?
Oh,
and I go,
shit.
Where's the closest place I can get an Uber? And they were like, I mean, right over there, but you really want to go right now? Like, it looked like I had a death like in the family. Like I was just heartbroken. And then I'm calling Mike and I go, I need to come to your house right now. And he goes, why? What's up? And I go, I can't get into my house. I'm having terrible stomach pains. I just need to go somewhere and lay down. And Mike's like, yeah, sure. I get to Mike's, lay down, and I'm finally just like relieved. But I'm now the pain when I was in the Uber, even the Uber driver's like, sir, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine.
Like, are you like making noises in the backseat? Like,
no, it, dude, it's,
are you just kind of,
I'm
just like,
talking about like almost like on the verge of like giving birth, or you're like on the verge of death where you're like not like, oh, you're like,
Matt, I'm surprised that you didn't go straight to the ER.
Now, here's the thing. Because I still thought it was a stomach ache.
You're not like aware of like the emergency at hand. The pain,
because I used to read so much about appendicitis. It was my biggest fear. A lot of it starts in the belly button area, and it's sharp. You feel like someone's stabbing you.
Yeah.
It still felt like a really gnarly stomach ache. Like almost like I had an ulcer or something. Mm-hmm. Or I just felt like I was on the verge of throwing up and I needed to lay down and not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do. So then I go to Mike's, we're Googling everything about, and then right when I get to Mike's, all of a sudden the pain has now moved and it's in my lower right side.
Oh, is that like that's the sign?
That is the sign, lower right side. That is the quadrant of where your appendix is and where you feel the pain. Because I've had trapped gas up here on left sides, right sides. And I get trapped gas all the time, but this was like weird. This one felt like someone had like opened you up and put like a stone in you, like a rock, and then sewed you up. And it was just like heavy and dull.
Oh, wow.
It was heavy, dull in there. Then
you're in your suit the whole time?
What? Yes.
That's funny.
Oh my God. Yes.
He went in style, baby.
Oh, yeah. And I remember when I was sweating at the Emmys. You know when you're like, you're sweating in a suit? It like,
sticks to
you almost like can like smell like you're like,
the material that, is
like
sweat.
Yes. Yeah. Like someone who's been like sweaty in a suit, you can like smell it. Not like their body odor, but just sweat in a suit.
Yeah.
I remember feeling like that. I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Did they cut it off of you as soon as you got to the ER?
Like, well, so no. So this is what happened.
You're fucking $2,000.
You're like, no.
I know. So no, because I go.
This is Dolce & Gabbana.
Just took it off. It's so.
I go to Mike's house, and I'm sorry if this story is long, but this is like pretty interesting.
No, this is crazy.
And then I go to Mike's house. I lay down on the bed, and I go, I think I have appendicitis. He goes, I think you're being over dramatic. And I go, dude, take my fucking temperature
I
right
left
now.
The Emmys. It's me.
I go, take, and I remember texting the group chat, like Patricia's friends, and I go, I had a leave. They're like, Matt, how's the Emmys? We haven't seen anything. I go, I had a leave. My stomach is really bad. Or I text, has anyone ever had appendicitis? And they go, why? What's happening? I go, I think I have it right now and I had to leave the Emmys. And they go, oh my gosh, Matt, over a tummy ache? And I'm like, you don't understand. Then Mike's looking at me, he goes, I don't think you have it. I just think you probably have trapped gas. And we're Googling, should we go? And then we find out on Google that if you think you're having appendicitis, you really should wait at least 12 hours. Oh. Because if it's trapped gas, even if you go to the ER and you're like, my stomach started hurting. When? A couple hours ago. They go, let's wait a little bit because we can't assume you have appendicitis. And I was like, well, thank goodness I looked that up because I didn't want to go there and pay for a whole fucking hospital visit to be turned around.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
So I wait on my side. Then I wait for Patricia because she was watching the Emmys with friends. And I was like, don't worry about me. Maybe it is. She comes, picked me up. I took my temperature. It's 100.
I took my temperature.
It's 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit.
The shit's moving then.
So no. So I'll, so then I'm like, I'm sick. This is weird. Isn't it weird that I have a tummy ache and a fever? Patricia picks me up. She takes me home. And already I'm like, God, I got to record Good Influences in the morning, and I have to record with Carly and Aaron. And I'm like, I have a big fucking, I have like huge days ahead of me. Like, this can't be appendicitis. This can't be. But I stay sleeping in the same position. I go, if I wake up and this is still here, something is wrong.
Yeah.
I wake up. Sure enough, it's still there. It's still in that right position. I go, fuck. But I can still like talk and walk and like kind of normal, but it just hurts to laugh or cough. But it's there. So I go and record Good Influences. We're sitting and I'm making jokes and stuff. And every time I laugh, I'm like, ugh. But it's still not like sharp.
Is it still like that prickly sensation?
It's just like
very uncomfortable.
Just heavy. Uncomfortable. You're just like, God, like, like it just feels like someone is poking a bruise almost. Where you're like, this doesn't feel good. Then I go and record with Carly and Aaron to do Emmy's reviews. And the whole time I'm telling the whole story about I left because of a tummy ache. I may have appendicitis right now. And then after we record it, Aaron goes, we should go to the hospital. And I'm like, you think, do you really think so? She goes, yes, you need to get this ruled out because you're traveling tomorrow and you have a big weekend. Just you need to at least know this isn't appendicitis. Yeah. Then it getting worse because some people will have appendicitis.
Who cares if you show up and you're a little embarrassed that it was nothing? Like you just find out.
Right.
I wouldn't.
Better say people can have it. Like Aaron's dad had it for like 2 days before it like got worse. And the thing is, it could burst at any time.
Yeah.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
We go to urgent care. They turn me away. They go, we don't have the stuff to detect appendicitis. Then takes me to the Kaiser Hospital in Hollywood. 2 hour wait.
Which sucks.
But honestly, thank God for TikTok because that makes 2 hours go by like that. Yeah. Thank goodness. It kind of went by really, really fast. They had to leave. Mike comes. He stays with me. Mike is still like, Mike thinks hospitals are just like a scam. They're just going to charge you for everything. And
it's really, like, yeah, it's like.
He's very skeptical. He thinks I'm just like stressed. He thinks I'm stressed and that this is overreaction. They finally take me, admit me in, but then I have to wait 2 more hours and I'm in a hospital bed in the hallway.
And they have like one person come in every 45 minutes to say a couple sentences. Yes. And they're like, this is it. And then they walk
Actually,
out.
Actually, that's good though. It took a long time because they could have turned you down if it was earlier. Now hours have gone by.
Now
you can
I'm
say
in.
You're up to like 8 hours.
Exactly.
I just wanted a room. I just can't believe I was in the hallway. Like you feel in the hallway and you're right by the reception and stuff.
Everyone's just.
And then people are just coming in and you're just like, oh gosh, look at this person. I'm just there knitting away. People are like, oh, what are you knitting?
I would have showed. You didn't show up in the suit. You changed, right?
I changed.
I would have showed up in the Mike's suit, clothes. So you were priority. Like, yeah. So they'd been like, this what's guy's, your
something's
story?
Going on.
I just came from the Emmys.
I was nominated. I need to get back because
they're about to give me my award.
I was adding that detail to every nurse or doctor who would come by to go, so what happened? I was like, I was at the Emmys.
Oh, of
just
course.
To make myself seem more legit. Like
I would do the same thing just so I get taken care of quicker.
Because a lot of people at the hospital, all respect to people who need medical need and everything. Some of you at the hospital look crazy.
Oh, no, like, they probably are.
They look insane. And you want, and, but the thing is,
but they I think look you're so crazy. Disheveled. Yo, this guy thinks he was at the Emmys. We got another crazy one.
I was trying to like make, I wanted to make myself seem legit, but what was great though, and God, shout out to this guy. Not sure if he was a doctor or a nurse or a radiologist. I'm pretty sure he's a radiologist. He walks by in his scrubs and everything, looks at me and Mike and goes, love the show, guys, by the way.
Sick.
Big fan.
Perfect.
And nice. Then the receptionists are all like, who are these boys? So already I'm getting a little cred. And then the doctor who's like working me goes, oh, famous boy, huh? And I'm like, oh, please, whatever. We already get that. So already I'm in a good mood, but I'm still really worried. Go to the radiologist. That guy, he's like, what's up? It's the guy who's the best Christmas village in town. Like, I was like, hey, what's up? Thank you, man. He's like, all right, let's get you checked out. They do the big MRI, like not MRI scan, CT scan. The big belt.
Yeah.
Detect it. I'm like, all good to go. Then suddenly I'm sitting there and I go, maybe I'm just overreacting. Maybe this is just gas. This is silly, Matt. Let's focus on how great this weekend is going to be. It's nothing. It is nothing. And then I even start getting a little hungry and I go, that's weird because if you have appendicitis, you have no appetite. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting pretty hungry about now.
Yeah.
So I start munching on some chips. I'm knitting. And then the doctor comes and he goes, you're Matt? And I'm like, yeah. And I go, or he goes, So we did look at the scans and we did do all your blood work and everything. And it does look like you're having a case of appendicitis right now. So we're going to need to operate tonight. And Mike just looks at me and he's like, and I look at Mike and I look at him and I go, oh my God.
Your biggest fear.
At least you don't have that fear anymore. It's correct. You already got it.
It is out,
it's out of the way.
It's out of the way.
I thought you were fucking, it's just crazy. Dude, for years you've been talking about this. I remember us at the mall when we were talking about appendicitis and you're like, that's my biggest fear. That's like, I would.
He's brought it up on the podcast.
It's multiple insane. Times. Yeah. It's insane that it fucking happened. And you know what though? So even Patricia and Mike, a lot of people didn't want to believe me. They thought I just had gas. Even like the group chat, someone in the morning was like, hey Matt, how's the stomach going or whatever? Oh, never mind. I saw the snap. And I look at Patricia and I go, what snap are we talking about? Because I'm still in pain.
Yeah.
Patricia's driving me to good influences. She goes, oh, I just posted a Snapchat saying that you were being overdramatic and that's probably just gas. And I go, oh. I was like,
I don't look too good now.
I go, I am still in pain. And I said this before, like in the morning, I go, I'm still in pain. I don't find that funny because now everyone thinks I'm being overdramatic and I left the fucking Emmys last night over a stomach ache. I wouldn't have left.
No,
you know me.
You would have stuck through it.
I can party through a hangover. I can party through a headache.
Your body knows. Your brain knows like something. Yeah.
You're always down. You're always down to do shit. And that's why I knew there was a big issue. I thought like food poisoning is still pretty bad. So I thought you had that food poisoning.
It could have been that
bad.
Too, yeah.
And I wanted that to be it. Yeah. I really did.
You like, deep down knew something was clearly wrong.
Yeah, so it looked like it was.
And so then they go, we're going to be operating tonight. And then the whole like surgery team like comes. They're like the residents. They're like the Grey's Anatomy people.
Oh,
they lay down what's going to happen tonight. And they go, did you just eat a chip? And I was like, yes. And they go, okay, well, instead of it being a midnight operation, it's most likely going to be a 3 a.m. operation.
Oh, no.
She goes, also, this is like, they're like, this is Jeff. He is our medical student in training. I go, okay. I'm like, Jeff, do you have any questions? He's like, no. And I go, well, this is an educational experience. I want everybody to be learning. I'm trying to crack jokes and they're like, who the fuck are you? But then it was weird being confirmed that I do have appendicitis and then being like, you have to wait 6 or 7 more hours.
Now, what exactly is appendicitis?
So do you know where your appendix is?
Yeah.
You know, small intestine.
Right.
Yeah. And then it goes into the large intestine. That's the big one.
Yep.
And that goes down into the colon. The large intestine right here has a little appendage.
Right.
Almost like a little like worm tube thing. That still to this day, they think it's a big mystery organ. We don't know what it's for, but it is non-essential. We do think it was back from when the caveman days where we used to eat like a lot of like really like raw, like stems and bone and cartilage. Yeah. It was this area for us to digest and filter like really hard intense stuff. But over the years, humans, we've evolved and it's become pointless. But it's an area that does in a way like collect bile
And like toxins, can become
irritated.
Right?
Like, and since your stool goes past it, if sometimes like pieces of like your poop can block it, which cause it to release and it creates tension, which then causes it to become inflamed.
So appendicitis it's blocked and inflamed.
Yes. It could be blocked or it's somehow has been irritated already.
And if it's blocked for a long enough time, it'll bust.
Yes. And then if it busts, that means that you then have all of your bacteria, basically poop and all that stuff, exploding into your abdomen.
It'll poison you from the inside.
That's insane how that can happen.
And you can die. So then you're like, okay, so now I'm on like a fucking ticking time bomb. Even if it does explode, and for some people it does, if you get it safely done, you're gonna be fine. But then instantly I felt like I was like somebody in the movie Alien and I'm like, get it out of me. Get it out of me.
I just possessed.
But like as long as you're in the hospital, you know what I mean? Like a lot of people that shit happens
and, if it bursts,
and they're not even
take you in earlier. Yeah.
I know.
Forget about the chip.
It's just that little thing.
It's that
thing
little thing.
Well, is this preventable or just happens to people?
It's not really like preventable. I've always have joked. I go, it doesn't make sense that we take out our wisdom teeth preventatively to reduce crowding in our mouths when we have this appendage
that
in our body
kill you.
That one in every 20 people, it can burst and can kill you. Like that's what I'm saying. I'm always worried. I've always been worried about it happening before a really big day, like before a wedding day or some big moment in your life, suddenly you have to have it removed.
I thought it was like rare. I thought it was like rarer than that, like one in 20
me
people.
Too.
The thing is, when people always have mentioned, oh, I got appendicitis, I go, tell me more. Tell me what happened. Because I had...
It's almost like your subconscious knew you had to be prepared.
You manifested getting it.
I feel like really did.
In a past life, it felt like that kind of connection. Anytime I ever went... Like, I remember the movie Madeline. Little Madeline, her appendix burst. And I was like, that's going to happen to me.
That's
like,
crazy.
It was, and does it have anything to do with what, like, goes into your body at all? Or it just could happen? It's just random?
It pretty random. If it was something I ate, it had to have been something I ate like recently.
Be eating a lot of fast food.
That's why I asked.
Not that much compared to people who like do not get it. Like I eat pretty well. I'm saying this happens. It's usually something I ate that had like a bacterial illness that irritated it. And that's what happened.
Got it.
Cause like this happens with like kids too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh shit.
It like even really healthy people will get appendicitis. Like it's very random, but I've always felt this connection to it. So anyways, 3 a.m. And then it was just, and then I couldn't eat and I couldn't drink anything, which sucked.
For how long?
I then hadn't ate anything in besides the chip. The chip was the only thing I ate that day.
One chip?
I cut two or three chips.
Damn. Oh man.
I'd hate that.
I was just like, oh, actually, I did have a little bite of some chicken.
Fried chicken.
Chicken, like some air roast beef.
Are you always going to, now every time you go to Raising Cane's, that's where you're going to think about it.
That fucked with like the way I looked at it. Someone was posting Raising Cane's on their Instagram story today and I was like.
You felt nothing.
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah. It bummed me out because I loved it.
You should
it.
Talk about it. Raising Cane's gave you appendicitis.
Raising awareness.
Fucking amazing.
It's really good.
But I don't know. I don't think it would have been because it had to have been something from the day before because it takes a while to digest things. It has to go through your stomach, your small intestine, and then your large intestine for it to become irritated. So it may not have been the Raisin Cane's.
I like don't understand how that shit goes around, like how it goes through your intestines, like all that food and all that shit.
The body's incredible.
It's insane.
Hydrochloric acid. So...
Mitochondria.
Then I was like getting kind of like nervous. I'm like, God, I'm going under. I'm having a surgery. I was waiting for Patricia to show up. And I'm like, because at one point the guy was like, we may take you down in like 30 minutes. And I'm like, I need to see my girlfriend before I go. And it needs to be the last person I see because it is spooky.
How long is the surgery?
The procedure itself, the time they cut your body open, 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. Oh, whoa, I thought it was so fast. That's like wisdom teeth.
Yeah. No, they know exactly where it is. And this
one is longer than that.
So an appendectomy, I'm pretty sure, is where they just cut one area. This is how they've always done it, like since like the fucking 50s. They open that, take it out, sew you up. But now they have a thing called a laparoscopic surgery, which they do for a lot of different internal organ surgeries. But they basically make three holes, one in your belly button, two down in your lower abdomen. They basically insert a camera in one to like see everything. And then the other two go in.
Like a vacuum?
And cauterize it and basically cut it.
Oh my
God. And suture it up and then take it all out.
That's pretty cool.
Can you get that footage?
Did they give you the appendix?
You know what? I wanted to crack that joke, but then as I was Googling people about it, they'll be like, you're a crazy person. Just don't ask for it. And it's also
I would immediately because
it's more work. It's more work for them to like, okay, now we have to go clean this thing for this guy, dry it out.
But are they recording it or is it just a camera and they have like a live?
I think he's on an appendix. We're talking about the footage. No.
You know what? I could have asked for the footage, but the thing is, I don't want to see my insides because that already just grosses me out knowing it's just
that's
real.
That's mine. Yeah. No.
But then it was just so strange going under and then, you wake up and it's like done. And then you're like,
isn't it fun to like fight the falling asleep though?
Like when you know it's so fun. I love that.
I was, you
know what I mean?
When I went in, I was like, hey team, how are we doing? When I went into the emergency room, they're like, have me like rolled down and like it's a team of like 15 people in there. They're
so all
ready. I'm like, you I go, hey jokes. Team.
And then one girl, I was like, did you see Harry? Her lanyard was Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I go, did you see Harry Potter Cursed Child? And I go, you see, in San Francisco or London. Now, did you go to the abridged one? She goes, I think just relax. Like, I was trying to be goofy, and then I was like, then I realized I was so I was so nervous where I was like, I'm not going to try to fight this. I just want to relax and go into it because, but then you wake up and then immediately you feel like just someone stole an organ, you know?
Wait, you felt it? You felt something just gone?
Did you lose weight? You should have weighed yourself before and after.
Oh, I bet.
I bet it probably weighs like a pound.
I remember waking up and just feeling like I'd just been stapled shut and they'd taken something out of me. And then being like, and then I remember just apologizing when I woke up. I was like, I'm sorry. They're like, what? You just had surgery. And I go, you feel like you just like passed out on somebody.
Yeah. You feel so embarrassed. Yeah. It's weird.
And when people are looking at you sleeping and you're like, did everything go okay? Am I fine? And am I fine? They go, it went so smoothly. Everything is fine. What's weird also,
you got robbed.
I also felt like it was weird being an adult going officially under surgery. Because you are treated as an adult compared to when you were a kid. It's like,
yeah.
You're just going to go on a long nap and everything's going to be fine. Don't you worry about it. Before I went in, like the anesthesiologist comes up and goes, hi, I'm Nancy. I'm your anesthesiologist. I'm just going to run through what you've agreed to today. That we're going to be doing this. And if this doesn't happen, we then have to go and proceed with this procedure. So if you sign here,
You're doing a contract. You're signing.
That's crazy.
Do we do any drugs? Do you vape? Or anything like that. She goes, we need to know all of this because I need to know this under anesthesia, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, I vape occasionally. Or she goes, okay, that's good to know. Good to know. And then I remember, right, she was pushing me into the ER. She goes, and recreational drugs. And I go, what about them? She goes, are you on any right now? And I go, no. She goes, okay, good. I have to ask everybody that. But She was
looking
at me dead in the eye and I go, no.
Are you sure?
Because the rumor got around that you thought you were at the Emmys.
Yeah, people probably thought you were like on cocaine or something.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, you were sweating.
Because people probably do crazy stuff over there.
So then I was just like, yeah, I've been honest, but it was very like, you could die, but we want to make sure. Not like really, you're not going to die if you get your appendix removed. But I just had never felt like that.
So like, yeah, I know what you mean.
You're agreeing to this.
It's like skydiving. What you signed for skydiving. Yeah. That first line is just like, you can probably die on this. Just letting you know. And you sign it.
Oh, I just didn't want one slip up or like, oop, we cut an artery. Now you can't walk anymore.
my nightmare would be waking up. You're like, oh, okay, is it done? And they're all still with you open mouth. Yeah.
People wake up all the time while still in mid-surgery.
That's insane. But they just don't feel anything because they're still under.
Well, some people wake up and they don't feel anything, but then other people feel it, but they can't physically move and say anything. So you're sitting there, your body's like numb and paralyzed, but you're going through it and you're feeling everything.
Mm-mm. Oh.
So what is your recovery time? A couple weeks or what?
They say I will not be like fully normal, like not being able to like lift things or like have the same type of energy and strength. For now, 1 to 2 weeks. But now it's Saturday. Surgery happened Tuesday going into Wednesday. I feel better every day. I can now walk.
That's good.
I still feel like I'm very bound here. Like I can't fully like stretch my body. It hurts to laugh. It hurts to cough.
It's like getting a C-section.
Yeah. I mean, this is great. This was perfect timing to do this. But like today I didn't want to go to like Jack Cook's house and stuff. I need to be in my bedroom, just drinking water, relaxing. I can now kind of eat what I can. I can now have like a soda, which is good.
Matt said he's been watching serious movies only so he can't, because he can't laugh.
I can't laugh. Oh God. Yeah. It has to be very serious. Just serious drama.
Me and Danielle last time were like, you don't want to watch a movie with us? He's like, I cannot be here.
Yeah, no,
I
gotta go up to my room. No commentary, nobody talk.
Me and Daniel were cracking jokes the whole time. Why don't you sit down?
It's already kind of like exhausting to like talk a lot too. I'm saying that though, like not being like, oh, pity
I just.
Me. But it really is because when you talk, it expands your diaphragm. Exactly.
So it's not healing right. Like you're constantly expanding it.
But the worst night was like the night after the surgery. And the thing is, you can't poop. They say you won't pass a stool for probably 1 to 2, 3 days. You're like, huh? But then I was so hungry. So I'm eating a lot. I was eating a lot of like mashed potatoes, rice, like fruit smoothies and stuff and yogurt. And I'm eating all of that. But then I had like a little bit of energy where I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat some more. Then towards 2 a.m., I I feel just things moving, and I just feel like I'm digesting a football. I go over to the side of my bed, and I'm shaking. Patricia's just laid down to go to bed, and I go, "Help me, come here, help me, help me, help me." And she goes, "Are you talking to me?" And I go, "Help me, help me, come here, come here," because I couldn't use any energy. I'm white as a ghost. I am in this like. This like kneeling position, like I am up like praying to God at the edge of my bed, and Patricia touches me. She goes, "Oh my gosh, you're wet." Like I was so wet in sweat and I was cold as a ghost. And it was because I was coming down off the anesthesia and I was just making my first like movement probably out of my stomach into my small intestines. And I was just like, oh, oh. And for the next like hour, I just had to breathe deeply, and Patricia had to like have me in between her legs, like I was about to give birth, and I'm just like, and then I was like tripping out because I realized these are your organs. Like I felt like everything was gonna pop, knowing that you're stapled shut in one area.
Oh, I picture it like you know the balloon animals.
Yeah,
I picture that like your large intestine and any little like release of this.
Exactly, that's frightening.
Do you have a Band-Aid?
What happened?
I just cut my finger.
You're just hurting yourself. Everyone's just hurting themselves.
Damn, I can't believe.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
I did that yesterday.
There's a sharp staple that just sticks out.
Oh. Internal bleeding is very scary because you don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, thumbnail.
Very good. Good job, guys.
His staple cut him off.
So yeah, I'm recovering now. Just got to take it easy. Probably like one more week and I'll be fine. But. I'm cut open in like three different places.
Do you have bandages
on it?
That's
it. You can move on with your life. That was your biggest fear.
Done.
Doesn't it feel amazing though? Like now you don't have to worry.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I think about that a lot.
What's the new fear?
Let's not talk about
it. Yeah. Like, let's not manifest this one.
No, I don't know.
I just hope that your fear is the only thing that happens out of all of us.
No, I hope so.
Nothing else.
There's nothing else. We don't need anything else. What's your fear?
I don't have any.
Good.
What's your fear? Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, weird. Okay.
Just the dark. I can't avoid that.
Nobody knows my fear.
Yeah, weird.
I don't have one.
Airplanes. It's cancer.
My fear?
Or was that just one time?
Oh, that was one time. That was because I kept getting ads.
You're just worried.
Zane had a hypochondriac like face.
Yeah, that was a moment that for the testicular cancer. That was like a moment I had. And I think honestly, it was Zach Piona that like made me like really like when I saw him, I was like, look, like anybody can have it.
You know, one of our friends from high school had testicular cancer.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I remember
Tyler.
Now I feel pretty good, and I also love that like I've hit this like big rock bot or like just it's just nice also now having like 2 weeks of not drinking, not
it's like a full body cleanse.
Yeah,
and then you're at your bottom, and then I just get to restart and rebuild, which I'm really looking forward to.
That's good.
That's really exciting. But guys, if you are listening, I'm not trying to talk anybody into the paranoia that you have appendicitis if something bad is wrong with your stomach. If you do think something is wrong, pay attention to it, but also wait like 12 or 13, 14 hours. If that pain hasn't moved, then go get it looked at. Just don't immediately rush to the
hospital. It's good.
That's my advice to anybody, and I'm glad I waited.
Yeah, and it's good that you told them like step by, like literally phase by phase of how you were feeling and what you felt like and what you were doing, and like maybe that will help anybody listening if they ever experience that.
Just know it starts in the stomach and then moves to the right side most of the time. And you have a fever. If you're not having a fever, then it sounds like you just have a bad stomach ache.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SSI.org.
I can't believe it.
So while Matt was knitting in the hospital and getting his appendix taken out,
I couldn't even watch your stories. I couldn't look at anybody's thing about the Emmys. Like,
The thing is that you actually didn't miss anything because you left, right? The show ended, and then we just
went to Poppy.
We went to a nightclub, but like nobody, it's not like everybody was there.
You missed out. Like, it was like I heard it was the craziest night ever. It was the
best night ever.
Like all the celebrities went out with them afterwards.
Lost my wallet and my suit.
You didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
How?
It fell out of my pocket. My pockets are like not that deep. So it like fell out of my pocket at some point. So I lost that.
And the suit?
And like my top. Yeah. That was my fault. Like that, I walked out without my suit.
How much? I don't even want to ask. I'm not even going to ask.
But.
I can't.
But, right. Poppy is like a club where you lose something, it's gone forever. Right. Oh,
goodbye. It pops.
So we called the next day. And I remember my friends, like I was calling like Noelia because everybody has a connection to Poppy and they're all like saying, we've all lost many things there. You're not getting it back. Like just
the jacket just kind or the of wallet.
Like give it up. Everything. And I call and they're not picking up. They're not answering. I'm like, oh, okay. This might be a nightclub where they just don't even answer their phones. Like, so fuck this. I'm going to have to get a wallet, fucking replace everything. This sucks. And then they call Noelia and they go, we found his wallet. You're not going to believe it. And Noelia calls me. She's like, this might be the first time this has ever happened, but they found your wallet.
Of course.
I was like, oh my God.
Thank God.
Unbelievable. But I was like, I don't have my suit. I paid a lot for that suit. And I got like, I had it for less than fucking 15 hours. Like yeah. This sucks. Like that's so irresponsible of me. And then I decide I'm going to just check my DMs. Cause I check my DMs sometimes. And then this random ass girl.
Somebody found your suit
random
jacket?
Ass girl goes, hey, by the way, I have your suit.
What?
Whoa.
If you ever like, want to pick
have
it up.
It?
I don't know. And how did she know it was like mine?
Right.
Weird.
Oh, she remembers.
But like, I took it off the minute I got in.
It was just your jacket? You just like laid it on the couch?
My jacket. I like laid it down.
Oh, did she take it right away? I'm just going to DM him in the morning and say that I have it so I can see him.
Probably. But like the way she's like wearing like the girls that wear like the guy's
with
suit.
The arms not in the.
Yeah,
in
just the draped yeah. over the shoulders. Cover your ears. Just draped over the shoulders.
It's not fun.
But like I'd never seen the girl in my life. I was like, oh my God. I thought I was never gonna see that suit. Thank you so much. Like, when can I pick it up? So I'm waiting for her to respond. Woo! So I got.
She's gonna charge you to go pick it up. She wants $50 and a thing of bubble gum
and a date.
See, I'm nice.
You're gonna like. Oh my God! You have it open. There's gonna be like a note. Like, just thought I'd say hi.
I took care of it.
I took care of it.
You know,
it's dry cleaned.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you must have been having a good time that you took off your jacket. Were you dancing?
Oh, I was dancing the night away. I was getting drunk for you too.
Good. You were in a good mood. I was very, very happy for you.
I don't know. I don't know why I was in a good mood.
I think your medication's
that's
working.
Okay.
Why was I in a good mood?
You were in such a good mood where I was so happy for you while I was there. And then that's why I was so bummed on leaving because it just looked like it was the perfect evening. Everything was added up. Where you and me, we could have just geeked out and had even more fun. I know we would have. And knowing that I had to walk away from all that.
It was like, really sad. Yeah, I was bummed.
Heartbroken. But you knew, like, I wouldn't leave.
I knew you had something wrong. Like, I knew, like, Matt has something serious going on.
What if I, like, wear, like a bracelet now, Mariah? Like,
like a appendicitis survivor?
Like, I overhype how big of a deal it is.
Like a Livestrong bracelet, but a
bedside. I put the date in my bio only, but
stop.
Never forget. Oh, this it's.
You know
you
how
keep
like,
your hospital bracelet on for a couple weeks.
You know how people put like bracelets on that say like their medical conditions if they're like something ever happens. Yours just says like your appendix removed.
It's like saving a concert.
The first responders like, show up, they're like, what?
Every selfie.
I enter like walkathons and stuff about like, hey guys, I'm running for
our first appendix removal influencer.
Oh, I actually do have something embarrassing
5K
that
run
that
for
happened
appendicitis.
To us, or it happened to me at the airport. I don't know if it's gonna. You guys are gonna think this is silly, but it was just like an embarrassing moment when we were on our way to the airport. It was the day that Queen Elizabeth passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So
what?
Stupid.
She what? And we were grabbing snacks, and the magazine section right in the middle was Queen Elizabeth on the cover of a magazine. But a part of me, maybe you'll understand this, I was like, I have to buy this. It's the last magazine where she's alive.
Stupid, Mariah.
Like,
oh.
Just to have.
Like, she was on the
it's
cover.
It's kind of cool.
She was on the cover.
We just found out hours before that she passed away.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
Okay. Thank you. You get it.
So we're like, hours. A part okay. of me, my we should probably was, get yeah, it.
It's like when,
that's you, crazy.
When your parents have newspapers of Michael yeah. Jackson passing yeah. or like 9/11. Like, I just felt like I needed to grab it. But I gave, so Heath also got like a car magazine. So I gave him both the magazines.
And I slid it underneath.
And he put it underneath and he goes, I don't know. It just feels embarrassing to buy this. Like, everyone knows she just passed
and
away.
And I'm here with like the, you know what I mean? I was just like, I felt really funny about
it. Like, it's a little embarrassing to like have that. Like, he's like, I'm really buying like a queen. Like, everyone knows. Everybody knows. Yeah.
Like, people, it like, looked like, right. Oh,
was the title of the magazine like Long Live the Queen? Like,
well, it was something close to that. I'll grab it for you. But it was something similar where it was like, the most iconic moments of the queen, like she passed, but she didn't.
But it was clearly made before. You know what I mean?
It was made before.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, very weird.
I have a feeling it was all planned. I feel like they knew when it was going to happen.
Don't get Heath started on plans.
Maybe. No, wait. This may be fucked up. What if she's been like
dead
passed for like a week? Yeah. And they're like, we can't announce it yet. Let's just plan all this shit out and then announce
could've
that she
been.
Just passed today.
Could have been,
but that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, right, you got to keep that information
really quick.
Away from.
So we're already embarrassed. He's buying the magazines, right? And he gives me the plastic bag to hold on to.
I like stuffed it down. I was just like,
while
here,
he runs to the
this.
Bathroom. So we're both laughing like, this is so embarrassing. And then I go to our gate to wait. And at the LA airport, some of the walkways are like on a ramp.
Uh-huh.
Like they're slanted. So I put the plastic bag down to put my other bags down. I put it down and the weight of the water bottles in the bag made it fall over. So everything in the bag fell. The Queen Elizabeth magazine slapped on the ground and spun like a movie in the middle of the walkway, and her face is up like this. But and it makes a loud sound. Like, picture like a book slamming on the ground. Yeah. It was so loud. Everybody looked
at it.
And it was obviously me, because the water bottles are rolling down the ramp.
Queen is brain
so
dancing on the floor.
I can't go for the magazine. I gotta go for the rolling water bottles. So I'm running, trying to grab the water bottles. Everyone's looking at me. Then I have to pick up the Queen Elizabeth magazine.
It's like in school where you have like something embarrassing and it drops out of your locker and
yeah,
like the boy
bad.
Look.
It's like someone slaps your notes.
Sorry. It's nothing.
It's stupid anyways.
It's a song.
It's stupid anyways. Just some poetry I've been writing.
Is the whole magazine about the queen, or was it like a...
I'll grab it. You want me to get it right now while you guys talk?
Sure. I'm just curious of like why you felt like you had to hide this magazine so bad.
It's just because it was the
she
day she passed.
Died, like,
so
respectful.
Like, so people looking like, okay, you know what I mean? It's very.
I'm just surprised you even felt like that. Like where you would worry.
I would
have
been like,
people.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah,
she's just died, and there's this.
And you're saying she didn't pass for another 2 hours, right? When you picked up the magazine?
No, she had died like hours before.
Oh, hours before.
But the magazine
okay.
is something that was just on the shelf, like they had stocked beforehand.
Got it.
So everybody knew the queen had passed. So it just felt like I was like hopping on some trend, and it's like, oh, now he wants to buy a Queen magazine. You know what I mean? It was just like very weird.
I guess I get what you mean, but it's like an airport. Like,
yeah, it's like you're on a plane. You're just like, oh, let me just read up on the Queen because I don't know the Queen at all.
We should have had her on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's why. It's like, it's the
okay.
bright green.
It says milestones in her 70-year reign.
Because it's her platinum jubilee.
That's not a Barbie on the back of that.
Guys.
Oh, well, I have Princess Diana doll.
That is creepy.
I have a Princess Diana doll. Or my mom does.
We should have had her on.
I think we should have.
But imagine
it
this.
It would have been a great episode.
Imagine she just passed and this is like spinning on the ramp and I have to run after her. It's just, I don't know how to explain like why it's embarrassing.
A platinum
just
jubilee.
So funny.
Oh, the whole, it's all about the queen. The whole magazine.
Where's Diana? Where's Diana? Doesn't seem like there's a lot of pictures of Diana.
Yeah, bring Diana back.
I wonder if Diana's even in this.
Probably.
I've been in that room.
Okay, so I thought it was like a Vogue magazine and her face was on it. But that's yeah, Queen Elizabeth Magazine.
Yeah,
she has a whole
Royal Insider Magazine.
Royal Insider Magazine.
A pop culture and historical legacy.
What if she was like?
Just like,
guys, be respectful. That, like, she ran.
That Leah Michelle. Say that photo, Leah Michelle. Oh yeah, yeah.
No, Matt, the crown.
Okay, now Elizabeth, can we just bearing the weight of the?
Have you seen the meme of her on the gate?
Matt.
She would think this would be funny, right?
Yeah, I think she would find this funny.
What's the stick called?
If she understood,
she's like,
or like Lady
like
Gaga,
like a lollipop.
Lady Gaga's like Monsters Ball, just like Rama Roma.
Jesus,
she's holding like a giant jewel, like a gem.
A big ass ruby. Don't start.
Oh my god. Or she has like, she's having like a tea, like a cup of tea, but there's like a bit of lipstick, and she's like,
no, it's like smeared like this.
Yeah, and she's like,
it's like,
not only does she rhyme, she slide. Rhyme and slide. Todd sent me a picture.
Wait, he sent it to me
too. I was
like,
huh? I thought it was like a cult meeting, but it's just Lazy Dog.
Oh. But oh my god, the umbrella.
Is that Lazy Dog?
The umbrellas.
Oh.
The umbrellas look like people in sheets.
Insane.
Honestly, being the queen sounds exhausting.
It does.
I feel like they don't really do much.
The amount of people you gotta, places you gotta go, people you gotta talk to.
I have a question. This is a little controversial, right?
So you don't have the it's nice, but you don't have the freedom.
Why do like half the people despise her, and the other half the people are like?
Well, people enjoy her as like the novelty. It's always like the queen. You do love the queen. Long live
is there
the
something
queen.
Like
politically?
That she's done
politically, you can look at a lot of different things that England does. Every country has blood on their hands about something, and that there were times where English. Did have like colonial rule on like a lot of other countries, and there were times where like she kind of did nothing. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, the like, queen can't like
there's really there's much. But then there's also still like a lot of separation of power of like what the monarchy can't control versus what British Parliament does. Yeah. So people love it's like, oh, it's the queen, we love the queen, and then some people who just want to make it about politics, like, okay, yeah, a lot of bad people do a lot of bad things.
Got it.
Or a lot of, I don't know. But the thing is like, I didn't share. I think it's sad the queen died. Like, oh, she was like fun to watch throughout history. But like,
I think it's more like she was 96, you know, I think it was time. So we're celebrating. No, I'm saying that in a good way. Like,
I think it was time.
I'm
for
sure
her to
if
die.
if you're 96 years old, I think you're ready. If I was 96, I think I'm ready to go.
I know, but I'm sure but if you're the queen, you'd be like, I want to be the one who lived to 100.
Imagine that feeling though, when you have that reflection and you're talking to yourself and you come to terms with being like, I'm good. Like,
oh, it's time if I was 96, I'd be like, 4 more years. I want to get to 100.
Yeah.
Like if I was 92, I'd be like, well, it may happen anytime. But once you get to 96, you're like, 4 more, come on. Get it together.
You're trying to be real healthy. You're eating nothing but fucking greens. And
I just think if you get that close to 100, that's like, go. Yeah. Like, you're almost there.
As soon as you turn 100.
Because I was thinking about that with Betty White, where I was like, have been like, Betty, this will be great for the brand.
What age was she when she died?
99, wasn't she?
She was close.
Because she was going to turn 100 this year.
Wow. She was a legend.
Now we got to worry about Dolly. Don't go
Dolly Parton.
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't stay.
It's
going
to be a little tough for Dolly Parton to get to 100. No? How old is she?
Dolly Parton ain't going to be making it to 100. No one lives like 100 with like fake boobs that big.
I didn't want to say
imagine, it. Imagine.
Like, that is a foreign substance. No one is going to make it to 100 with huge fake titties. I'm sorry.
It would be really interesting seeing a 100-year-old with
just fake boobs. Yeah, no, I that
like,
would
oh
be.
My God. Big,
big boobs.
Big boobs.
Do you think you're like Dolly Parton's never mind. Tombstone.
Instead of one hump, it's two.
It's
that is good.
No. She would find that funny.
She would.
Yeah, yeah.
She probably makes dead jokes all the time.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee at Cremota.com. We got ground coffee. We've got K-cups, a bunch of different flavors. We got different mugs. We got a whole bunch of different styles, clothing, hats, you name it. Also, make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You get early access to all of these episodes. You see them a couple days early. They're going to be ad-free. And we post a once-a-month high bonus episode where either high or drunk. We've had a bunch of different guests on, so make sure to check that out. We have a drunk episode up right now with Kelsey and Noelia, so make sure to check it out. It's really funny. And we also have a private Discord. We do a live Q&A every month, and we just post a bunch of behind the scenes, just fun stuff.
Oh, you can check out the audio form of this podcast every Monday on Spotify, on Google, Pandora.
That's right.
And check out the video version of this podcast on YouTube, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, we love you guys. Thank you so much for watching.
Toodles.
Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.